Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the decision to end the war in Afghanistan was absolutely clear, President Biden says. He says the main mission of denying terrorists a haven in the country was long ago achieved. Leaving American forces there was no longer worth the cost in blood and money. Of course, he's getting pushback on this. The official announcement made. Your thoughts on some of the reaction?
Well, first of all, as I've said, President Trump announced that he wanted to get out of Afghanistan, too. So the idea that there are some Republicans who are criticizing the president for getting out just shows the sort of rank amateurism and aggression that the Republicans feel in all of this. In other words, criticize and just keep on saying no. To me, Trump is calling the shots. Obviously, the Republicans don't want to go along with anything that may enhance the Democrats' chances of winning the next time. And do I think that this is a good decision? I absolutely do. We can't stay there forever, but there will be consequences of leaving. And I can tell you that even though I understand what the president is doing, I know this is going to be a big test for him in terms of the American political arena.
Minnesota prosecutor has charged Kim Potter, a white, now former suburban Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot 20-year-old black motorist Dante Wright, with second-degree manslaughter. Meanwhile, protesters raised their hands as they gathered near Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police station on Wednesday. We also saw protesters in other places in America, including in Albany, as it turned tense. Water bottles were thrown, expletives yelled at police officers, and police pepper sprayed some protesters. And there's not yet a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial over the alleged murder of George Floyd.
David, black lives do matter. We know that. And that movement can't be stopped right now. Police have been, unfortunately, likely to stop black people in a way, whether they're driving or walking, in a way that cars are not stopped if they have a white driver. There is, based on skin pigment, a terrible way of racism manifesting itself in the United States. This is going to happen. You're right. There is no verdict yet. But if there is a verdict, no matter what that verdict says, there's going to be pushback. Because this is a time when the American people are thinking about this subject. If the people of this country don't feel safe, however, it might help the Republicans win back both houses of Congress. And I think that is likely to happen. If the Democratic moderates don't win out, across the board we have those issues in which moderates are going to say, all right, we do need infrastructure repair, but let's not have everything else. Let's talk to the people on the other side of the aisle and see if they can negotiate with us. My feeling is that they won't negotiate, that the word is out that you don't cooperate with the Democrats leading up to these by-elections that we're going to have in this country. Yeah, it's a terrible situation. People should try to stay safe. I think it's very important they do, because there will be opportunities here to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. We know that with COVID, but we also know it with being on the street at the wrong time, being at a place that's being looted at the wrong time. Everybody stay safe and be careful. It's so important.
How can a democracy function if we can't talk to one another? Two U.S. Supreme Court justices from opposite ends of the ideological spectrum, Alan. Speaking in a pre-recorded discussion released Wednesday, liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor and conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch both bemoaned the current state of public discourse, which they said was abetted by the spread of disinformation on social media. We have a very heated debate going on, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it can turn into an awful thing, into something that destroys the fabric of our community if we don't learn to talk to each other. That's from Sotomayor. How can a democracy function, says Gorsuch, if we can't talk to one another and we can't disagree kindly?
Well, the Supreme Court, of course, has basically put itself into great jeopardy. There are those in the Democratic Party, in the Congress of the United States, who want to expand the size of the court to something like 13 members. As we know, Roosevelt tried it, and it didn't work. It really hurt him at the time. Biden is saying, I don't believe in expanding the court. So the pressure is on justices who are discussing this right now to figure out how they can maintain the prestige of the court. We know that the Chief Justice, John Roberts, has turned into a sort of swing vote and often on the more liberal side of the argument. So all eyes should be on the court right now to see whether judges really do judge or whether they're political actors.
Well, it is Thursday. That's the day we record the Media Project. And a study is out, Alan, that finds people want more than watchdogs for journalists. The study released Wednesday by the Media Insight Project, a collaboration between the American Press Institute and the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research, defines five core principles or beliefs that drive most journalists. Keep watch on public officials and the powerful. Amplify voices that often go unheard. Society works better with information out in the open. The more facts people have, the closer they will get to the truth, and it's necessary to spotlight a community's problems to solve them. Two-thirds of those surveyed fully support the fact-finding mission. What do you make of that?
Well, we do know that the press has a crucial role. We also know that they're in real trouble because in so many cases they don't have the money that they'd like to have in order to expand what they do. And we also know that people are loath to get their news from any source. However, you know, when I read a newspaper, but I also watch for myself what's going on in the trial, for example, in Minnesota, what we know is that the press is not doing everything that it could because of fiscal restraints and because too many of these places, the New York Post, for example, Washington Examiner, become mouthpieces for the right, and Fox News does also. So what are you to do except say, keep on doing what you do well and do it as well as you can and as often as you can?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David.